This is the record for Thursday, June 24th. I'm Ross Reynolds. This year, Seattle police began issuing tickets for public pot use. So far, nearly 40% of those tickets have been given to black people, who make up only 8% of the city's population. Most were given out at Victor Steinbrook Park, the small park next to Pike Place Market. Pete Holmes is Seattle city attorney. He backed the marijuana legalization. I asked him to explain this disparity.
It's difficult to know. And that's why I think city council wisely said we're going to track it from the very beginning. It's difficult to know. There could be several reasons. There could be, for instance, the lack of places for them to use marijuana. It could be any number of reasons, but you can be assured that we're looking into it.
Many of these tickets were issued in Victor Steinbrook Park, right across from the Pike Place Market. Why do you think that spot in particular is where this ticketing was taking place?
Well, anytime you have a large public assemblage and people using, I think you're going to have more complaints regarding open use. So it's just, I think, the matter of public circulation. It's a crowded area, and people are appropriate in complaining about smoking going on around their families and impacting their enjoyment of the city.
Pete Holmes, you campaigned on behalf of the measure to legalize recreational marijuana laws, and as I recall, part of the pitch for that initiative is that the drug law was disproportionately applied to minorities. Is it kind of embarrassing to see the same thing happening now after that law passed?
I don't think it's fair to say it's embarrassing. I think that we're very open and going to make sure we're focused on getting to the bottom of it. I think from the very beginning during the campaign, we said that it's important that the voters have the benefit of their bargain, which is that we're not condoning use in public. Open use and display is prohibited, and we're going to enforce that. And at the same time, we're going to monitor and see if there's any racially disproportionate effect.
I'm talking to Pete Holmes, the Seattle city attorney. Pete, if you do not have a home, where can you legally smoke marijuana?
It has to be out of view of the general public. And where we're particularly concerned is that we not have families impacted in public parks and related areas like that. I think Seattle is quite wisely trying to also address the problem as best we can. What about people who don't have a place to smoke? And it is a problem, Ross. We have to address that as best we can, and I think that the city government is not sticking its head in the sand on this. We're trying to move forward.
Well, it's an issue for homeless people. Also, for tourists who are coming here this summer, they might want to purchase some marijuana and smoke it. They don't want to smoke in their hotel rooms, and maybe they can't. I know this is an issue of concern to you. What's being done?
I think that you're right. Marijuana tourism is one that we have to address the potential for the city. What we're doing is certainly looking at the existing laws. The number one thing that we have to deal with is the indoor smoking ban. And that's something that is in the jurisdiction of the county health department. We have talked with them. Some of our council members, including Councilmember Licata, are also members of the Board of Health. And so we're suggesting the potential for a license of sort for a cafe-type setting, a for-profit model, where people could bring their own and consume it out of the public view. This would be an area that would be allowed only 21 and over for patrons, and again, out of the public view. And then ostensibly, we're looking at the possibility of using vaporizers, where the impact is not as great as actually combusting the material.
You say you're looking at that as a possible solution. Well, the problem exists now. When might we see that or another solution in place?
We have prepared some drafts. We can't predict when a fellow jurisdiction would act, in this case the Board of Health, but we're going to ask. I don't know that we'll see any action this year. And in the meantime, we're going to continue to move forward to see what we can do within our own authority. The problem, Ross, is that the demand for these kinds of facilities is here now. It's been here for some time. And if we don't try to get in front of it and try to set some regulations under which we would allow it to evolve, then we have yet another unregulated industry unfolding where we have to have probable cause in which to enter a facility, where we have to rely on police enforcement rather than regulatory enforcement. I would rather come at this from a regulatory side.
Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes. A new Seattle police report shows black people are being disproportionately issued tickets for public pot use. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.